This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The world's Catholics continue to pray for Pope Francis. He's still hospitalized in critical condition. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Vatican City with the latest on the 88-year-old pontiff.
Doctors say his prognosis is reserved, and we hear from Vatican sources that he is undergoing further tests today and that he continues to use oxygen therapy. Now, this morning, he released a personal message that he's confidently continuing treatment at Gemelli Hospital, and he thanked the team of doctors, adding that rest is part of his therapy.
He's been hospitalized since February 14th. Elon Musk directed an email to all federal employees instructing them to reply with five achievements from the prior week by Monday or risk termination. But several departments and agencies are telling their employees to hold off from responding. The Trump administration demanding access to Ukraine's valuable natural resources as payment for military aid. Senior Ukrainian official tells ABC the country's proposing $100 billion. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network, today we're going dreaming. Wide world of the Great American Songbook. So many themes. This is one of my favorites. We've all been there. For better or for worse, we're dreaming the morning away. On the Civic Media Radio Network, good morning.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies turning sunny for today. A light south breeze, highs near 40. Tonight, more clouds roll into the area. Southerly breeze and lows right near freezing. On Monday, partly sunny skies, upper 40s, could see some raindrops in the afternoon. Currently 26 degrees.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, the U.S. Supreme Court prevents Trump from firing the head of a watchdog agency. Also, are we headed to a market correction? Plus, who are the leaders standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The music of the stars.
Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star. Come along, leave your worries where they are.
Harry Como opened the Crap Music Hall with that great tune. That was Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra with Perry. Mitch is from Milwaukee. Carl Sigman wrote that. Scary dream. Silly question.
My sixth dream was a nightmare. They're after me. I've got to get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me. They've caught me by surprise. And the hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me. The wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I'm too young to burn. They're after me. There's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now. And I'm afraid to die.
Coward.
I stole some bricks when I was six and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast.
Yeah, that's it. I'd better run real fast. I'd better run real fast. I can't.
Your heads don't match. You were a catch in 1492. I wake up screaming after dreaming of you. Your teeth are twins, you're growing fins. They'd love you at the zoo. I wake up screaming after dreaming of you. Your ears are much too oversized. Your nose is quite a riddle. But I'll confess I like your eyes, especially the one in the middle. You're not so hot with what you got. Your parents you should sue. I wake up screaming after dreaming of you. Size. Your nose is quite a riddle, but I'll confess I like your eyes, especially the one in the middle. I've got the shakes, for goodness sakes, don't let my dreams come true. I wake up screaming after dreaming of you. Your head's too fat beneath your hat, there isn't any view. Side by side, I've seen you ride a bicycle built for two. I wake up screaming after dreaming of you.
Move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud.
Yeah, I'll scream for help.
There's my grammar school, Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you! Ah!
The church. Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend, they're after me!
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He won't save you! Ah!
They're There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life, son.
They're after me, they're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We got you now, we got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our blades of steel tearing through your flesh. We've got you now, we've got you now, we'll slice off both your ears. You won't need them anymore, and we need souvenirs. We'll save your skull for playing ball, we'll kickle you and grind. Your heart will make our masters all a dainty valentine. We'll soon be playing marbles with those eyes you so admire. Your lungs will serve as bellows, sir.
Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four to...
Wash your face, comb your hair, eat your breakfast, go to work, wake up, brush your teeth.
Music of the stars. We're gone dreaming this morning. Bernstein. And here's Julie Andrews on the Music of the Stars.
I could have a mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want. be the singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone. I can put my makeup on and drive the men insane. I can go to bed alone and never know his name. But when I
Ghostbusters, Elmer Bernstein.
So, Glasgow's got a great theatre, a lively crowd, and a great atmosphere. So far, though, there's just one thing missing.
Talent. Yes, tensions are high backstage as everyone wonders where that talent is going to come from.
But next up is a contestant who thinks she has what it takes to put Glasgow on the map. Hello there.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
My name is Susan Boyle. I'm nearly 48, currently unemployed but still looking. And I'm going to sing for you on Britain's Got Talent today.
A little nervous.
Yeah, sure, no.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising, but, you know,
I've got a fighting mood, you know.
At the moment, I live alone with my cat called Pebbles. But I've never been married. Never been kissed.
Oh,
shame. But it's not an advert.
And have you done this for many a year?
Since I was 12.
Since you were 12?
I've always wanted to perform in front of a large audience. I'm going to make that audience rock.
Hi, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
OK, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn, near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of... villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Hello.
OK, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
OK, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like that.
What are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
OK.
Big song.
Yeah? Yes.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Susan Pears.
Without a doubt, that was the biggest surprise I have had in 3 years on this show. When you stood there with that cheeky grin and said, I want to be like Elaine Page, everyone was laughing at you. No one is laughing now. That was stunning, an incredible performance. Amazing. I'm reeling from shock about you two, but
I am so thrilled because I know that everybody was against you.
I honestly think that we were all being very cynical, and I think that's the biggest wake-up call ever. And I just want to say that it was a complete privilege listening to that. It was brilliant.
Susan, I knew the minute you walked out...
Oh, Simon!
...on that stage that we were going to hear something extraordinary, and I was right.
Not a lot of touch.
Susan, you are a little tiger, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You are? I don't know about that. OK, moment of truth. Here's yes or no.
The biggest yes I have ever given anybody.
Amanda?
Yes, definitely. Brilliant.
Amanda, you too!
Susan Boyle, you can go back to the village with your head held high. It's three yeses.
Just a little.
Wouldn't you have?
What a voice.
Susan Boyle's initial appearance in television. Britain's Got Talent. From Les Miserables. I happened to catch that broadcast. And I don't have a television set. It's from Les Miserables, but you knew that. Today, music about keeping our dreams alive.
This next song from the first show that I ever appeared in the West End, from Les Miserables. I think I recognize it. I hope so.
This is Michael Ball at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow. The year 1993. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network. And the music of the stars.
When hope was high, and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. And then I was young and unafraid. When dreams were made and used, and there was no ransom to be paid. No sun on sun, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night, with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope. Turn your dream to pain. She slept a summer by my side. She filled my days with endless wonder. She took my childhood in her stride. And she was gone when autumn came. And still I dream she'll come to me, that we will live the years together. And there are dreams that cannot be.
Michael Ball.
True knight is duty. Nay, is privilege.
This is Peter O'Toole.
Dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to to try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Jack Jones, 1966.
The impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that honor and justice may. One man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
The Music of the Stars. From Man of La Mancha. Huh? Gordon Jenkins. And Bill Lee, Beverly Marr.
My third dream was one of those that seemed almost too real. Thinking back upon it, I find it hard to believe that it was all a fancy of the shadows. I seemed to be a caretaker in a lonely field.
I work all day till my feet are numb, so the place will look nice when the visitors come. Visitors come on Sundays mostly. Mostly they come from church. Sometimes they come from a drinking hall, but mostly they come from church. But few have come to see me, and few would like to be me, and few even know I'm there, except the ones beneath my care. I live among the dead, among all the friends. I'll die among the living, but I'll live among the dead. A friend who was kind to me. He took care of me when my luck was slim, and now I'm doing the same for him.
Here's a child who died on Christmas Day, and the minister's daughter who went astray. She ended her life by her own fair hand, hardly the way that her father, the minister, planned.
I discovered the Valley of the Shifting, Whispering Sands one time when I was a prospecting in one of our western states. I seen the silent windmills and the crumbling water tanks, the bones of cattle and burrs, picked clean by buzzards, then bleached by the desert sun. I stumbled over a crumbling buckboard, nearly covered by the sands, and stopping to rest, I heard a tinkling, whispering sound and suddenly realized that even though the wind was quiet, the sand did not lie still. I seemed to be surrounded by a mystery so heavy and oppressive I could scarcely breathe. And for days and weeks I wandered aimlessly in this valley, seeking answers to the many questions that raced through my fevered mind. Where was everyone? Why the white bones, the dry wells, the barren valley, where people must have lived and died? Finally, I could go no further. My food and water was gone, and I sat down and I buried my face in my hands. In resting thus, I learned the secret of the Shifting, Whispering Sands. How I managed to escape from the valley, I'll never know. But now, to pay my final debt for being spared, I must tell you, what I learned out in the desert so many years ago.
When the day is awfully quiet and the breeze seems not to blow, one would think the sand was resting, but you'll find this is not so. It is whispering, softly whispering, as it slowly moves along. And for those who stop and listen, it will sing this mournful song of sidewinders and the horned toads, of the thorny chaparral, endless sunny days and moonlit nights, the coyote's lonely yell. Now the stars seem you could touch them as you lay and gaze on high at the heavens where we're hoping we'll be going.
Here's old John from the poor folks' farm. He never did much work, but he never did much harm. He was called no good by the well-to-do, but the children thought old John was the nicest man they knew.
'Cause he gave them candy and he gave them dimes, and he made them kites from the Daily Times.
And he told them stories till their eyes grew wide.
But nobody cried when old John died.
Yes, it always whispers to me of the days of long ago, when the settlers and the miners fought the crafty Navajo. How the cattle roamed the valley, happy people worked the land, and now everything is covered by the shifting, whispering sands. Now the miner left his buckboard, went to work his claims that day, and the burros broke their halters when they thought he'd gone to stay. Wandered far in search of water, on to old Sidewinder's well, and there their bones picked clean by buzzards that were circling when they fell.
While they found the aged miner lying dead upon the sand, after months they could but wonder if he died by human hand. So they dug his grave and laid him on his back and crossed his hands, and his secret still is hidden by the shifting, whispering sands.
Children, and they were too young to understand why old John had gone away.
Nobody cried when old John died. Nobody cried when old John died.
But when the wind starts to howl in the cold gray light. It's somebody crying for John this night.
Someone who knew old John when he wasn't old, when he wasn't hungry and he wasn't cold.
Someone who knew old John when he was going on 16. He was just as good as anyone going on 16. He was danger's darling. He was fortune's favorite son. Laughter followed him around, brighter than the sun. Were his eyes ablaze with the fire of youth that only the darkness could dim? How exciting the day he found out about girls, and the girls found out about him.
But he's dead now, and the wind mourns alone.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. work to end the war between Ukraine and Russia has signaled a rapid change in the region. ABC's Patrick Reeval in Ukraine says the U.S. wants access to valuable mineral rights in Ukraine as repayment.
The U.S. is also pressing Ukraine to accept a new U.N. resolution that no longer condemns Russia for the invasion. Zelensky himself is due to speak in a few hours, and Russian officials are openly celebrating the sudden shifts. And here in Ukraine, there is anger and worry that President Trump is increasingly aligned more with Vladimir Putin than with them.
The Vatican says Pope Francis spent a peaceful night but did not announce any change to his condition, which Saturday was described as critical. The 88-year-old suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis and continues to receive high-flow oxygen. Confusion in the federal government as the Office of Personnel Management, directed by Elon Musk, told employees to reply with five accomplishments from the prior week. This is ABC News.